You're listening to Utah Public Radio. I'm Shalene Smith-Needham. Up next, it's Flicks at 48 with our film critic, Casey T. Allen. Thanks for being here. And this week, you saw the crime drama, The Card Counter. Critics so far, for the most part, are giving this film okay reviews. The audience, not so much. What did you think?
Oscar-nominated director and writer Paul Schrader loves telling stories of misfortune that happen to specifically unglamorous people, largely abandoned by the world. In The Card Counter, a modern-day tragedy of exile and redemption shows viewers that some people cannot avoid revenge forever. Oscar Isaac plays a laconic man carrying the shame of military transgressions, living behind the poker face mask of a lone gambler, traveling to casinos and living in sparse motel rooms. Filmed in a terse, gloomy, and austere style, The Card Counter is not what people would describe as uplifting or exciting. Even Tiffany Haddish, a well-established comedic actress, is surprisingly restrained and sober in her performance. This seriousness is so consistent, however, that the film feels stagnant in its tone. While watching this in a theater, I thought to myself, when is this film going to pump up the volume? And when will the emotional tension start to increase? The story does bring viewers to a unique crescendo by the end, but it feels oddly void of emotion. Paul Schrader is a wonderful screenwriter, and some of his dialogue in this film is interesting and believable. The monologues on the mathematics of gambling or the skill of card counting are somewhat engaging, but they are told with such repression they feel somewhat flat. While The Card Counter might be an earnest example of harsh restitution, it doesn't have enough fervor or intensity to make it memorable. I love a large salad as much as the next person, but when the salad has no dressing, no bacon, and no croutons, how fulfilling can the salad really be?
So this is not a recommendation, it sounds like.
It was okay. I just felt like it wasn't enough.
Well, Casey, tell us what's coming out this weekend.
This is going to be the opposite of the movie spectrum, the James Bond film No Time to Die.
I understand you'll be reviewing this film for us.
Oh, yes, and I'm already on the edge of my seat.
All right, we'll see how it goes when we talk to you next week. Thanks for being here.
Of course.
In the back of the mortgage fork and I have it.